Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We're going to now turn our attention to a little college football. And to get us started here, man, what I'm trying to figure out is that I'm surrounded by Longhorn fans and Aggie fans. Uh-huh. Most of my friends are one or the other.
God, that's like living in the Middle East.
My brothers are both went to Texas, undergrad and grad school. I couldn't get in. I was the black sheep. But they're big, big-time Longhorn fans. Feel like I know a lot of people are Longhorn fans. And for whatever reason, man, over the last 5 years or so, my amount of A&M friends has, like, quadrupled. I got a ton of A&M friends. So I'm not a big college football guy. But what I can tell is that Longhorn fans have a tremendous amount of swagger right now. So let me just ask you guys, is that justifiable? Is it possible that the Longhorns are going to be really good this year?
Well, they don't have to play in the SEC.
That's part of it.
It's always going to be hard on the Aggies because they're in the toughest football conference most years. There's been a couple of years where the Big 12's kind of...
Their schedule's ridiculous.
Yeah, dude.
The Aggies' schedule is ridiculous.
It's so hard. So, yes, it's not even apples to
it's
apples
ridiculous.
Anymore. If you have an SEC schedule versus any other conference for the most part, it's harder.
Herbie picked the Longhorns to win the Big 12. If you looked at pretty much every odds, you go to do the Vegas thing or whatever, everyone's got Oklahoma by kind of running away with the Big 12, although it'll be closer than it is. But
how do you feel about their quarterback situation?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Jalen Hurts is a quarterback is a big question mark, and that's why I think the Big 12 is closer than people think.
Yeah.
And I think Iowa State's going to be good. No one's talking about them.
Right.
Their head coach, Matt Campbell, almost got a head coaching job, too. So, like, there's some other things going on. Baylor could make a little step up this year. I can see
really?
Baylor being 6-2, 7-1, you know, kind of after 8 games. But Texas has a definite shot to win the Big 12.
Yeah.
Now you start looking at the games for this weekend. We'll start with the one tonight. There's two games tonight. Let's start with Texas A&M. They're going to play Texas State on the SEC Network.
That should be pretty good.
Look at their schedule. They go unranked team in week one. Next week, who do they got? Clemson.
Oh, are they ranked number one right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Clemson.
Overrated.
Then they go unranked team in week three. And then in week four, they get Auburn.
Good luck.
Unranked team in week five. Week six, you get Alabama.
God, it's
going to be hard to be 3-3.
It's going to be hard to be 3-3.
Oh, yeah.
They can't make any mistakes.
And they end the year with these two games, at Georgia and at LSU.
Yeah.
Texas A&M, if they win, I got to say that, if they go 7-5, you go, okay.
Do you happen to have Texas's non-conference schedule?
I'll see if I can pull that up.
I mean, because obviously Oklahoma, there's tough games in the Big 12. Obviously, as we talk about Oklahoma, Jeff Kavanaugh walks in wearing an OU shirt. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up to Jeff Kavanaugh. I love that Pluckers just opened at 11 o'clock.
Wonderful stuff, Jeff.
Can we get this guy a headset? Let's get some under time.
Under time. Under time.
Under, time. Under boob.
Hold on.
Under boob. That's, yeah, that's a good
it's
chant.
It's in now,
yeah,
too. Yeah, it's in.
It's never been
it's
out.
It's always been in.
Under time. Under time. Underwear.
So, man, underwear. I feel like I've never had less sleep in my life. My whole world is rushed. You look so well rested.
I woke up 30 minutes ago.
What a jerk.
You know what? I can remember, like, we would be playing Fortnite, and you'd be like, man, I got to go. I got to get up early. I'm like, dude, your show didn't start that early. And now I'm like, oh, my God, I'm in bed at, like, 9:30.
Yeah, I'm now doing the Verlander thing. Where he's like, yeah, you need like 10, 11 hours of sleep. And I was like, nobody can sleep that long. Yes, you can.
Afternoon drive, guys can.
Yeah, you can. It's great.
Dude,
yeah.
Thanks for coming up to Pluckers, man.
You're
we
welcome.
Appreciate it.
I love the Cajun.
There you
the
go.
Cajun
oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I always eat those when I watch LSU football.
Well, you walked in right on cue, like Skin said, in an OU shirt. How do you think OU's going to do this year?
I'm going to pick UT.
Ooh. Yeah.
I'm going to pick UT.
Love you, dog.
Because here's the thing about OU. their margin for error, it feels like the last 2 years, if they didn't have the Heisman winner, they lose three or four games. So Jalen Hurts, is he like last year in his limited action, he threw the ball well. But it's the first time we've seen him throw the ball well.
He's kind of an Ellinger-like, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like style of quarterback in a lot of ways.
A running back or fullback playing quarterback?
Yeah. I wonder about Ellinger. Like, if he has a good year, KT, and he shows progress, I think he might be an NFL prospect.
Really?
I think Ellinger might be, like, not first round, but I think somebody might be, like, mid-rounds. He's a tank. He can run. And if he throws it well enough, I could see him being a drafted guy.
But Hurts could look really good because of his coach.
Same thing.
The scheme could really work out well for him.
But boy, it's totally different than the way Alabama plays. Yeah. It is night and day.
Whatever OU scored a year ago, I feel like if they scored 10 less a game, they lose two or three games.
Right.
And so for Jalen Hurts, basically the bar, because that defense is atrocious.
Yeah.
So for Jalen Hurts, the bar is Baker and Kyler. You play like that, you win the Big 12. If you can't quite play like that, then I think Texas wins the Big 12.
Man, shots fired at West Virginia. Did you end up pulling up Texas's non-conference up?
Yeah, the only one that jumps out is next week, LSU.
Okay.
So, you know, Oklahoma's non-conference, they're then UCLA.
Right.
A bad Chip Kelly team.
Right.
And also tonight at 7, Georgia Tech is not doing the triple option anymore for the first time
they
in 12
stopped.
Years. Yeah, no more triple option for Georgia Tech. And they go to Clemson to take on Trevor Lawrence. So
they'll get destroyed.
If you want to watch Sunshine tonight,
they should go back to the triple option for that game. Hey guys, listen, we got to get 4 yards of carry. We can't give it back to them.
I want you guys to watch this Army footage.
Yes.
Now, Saturday at 11 a.m., we have Ohio State with their coaching debut of Ryan Day, which I had to look it up. Who's their coach now? Because I had no idea.
What's his pedigree? Do you know?
I have no clue.
Do you know anything about him, Kevin?
Urban Meyer liked him, and he wasn't a guy that, like, beat up women or anything.
Okay,
so he was the one who got up.
That's kind of where we're at with college football.
I saw
which
Urban.
One of you guys have not hit a woman recently? All right, you're hired.
I saw Urban last night. I was watching a college football preview on FS1, and Urban Meyer's there breaking it down. And I'm like, wait, I thought your headaches were so insane that your heart was shutting down.
Right.
He'll be back next year when the right job pops up.
He'll be
out.
Back sometime, yeah. And then that's Lane Kiffin. That's his team, okay, the Florida Atlantic. And that gives us an opportunity to play the greatest hype video of all time. Here's Lane Kiffin trying to get recruits to Florida Atlantic.
What an exciting time.
Oh, there it is. What an exciting time it is.
That's we waited longer than the clip.
Sorry, Shippy, I texted you. I didn't tell you.
I don't really feel like he was buying into how exciting of the time it was.
What an exciting time.
Who are they playing? They play somebody real, right? Florida Atlantic?
They're Ohio State.
Okay, yeah. So I love that he was asked. They were like, Lane, what's in it for you guys playing Ohio State? And he goes, money. They cut us a check to kick our ass.
This is the game.
I like the realness of it. 2:30 Saturday, Duke at number 2 Alabama, which is very interesting because Tua and Trevor Lawrence are both 3-1 to win the Heisman.
Okay.
Right. Now, I did see a great tweet yesterday.
Was there a full recovery, by the way, from Tua? Like, is he 100% healthy?
Should be.
Is Tua 100% healthy? It's like saying this Carson Wentz 100% healthy.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Dude, I saw the great tweet yesterday. I was talking about Clowney and Clowney's injuries, and it was like, it's amazing all you guys are worried or not worried about. I think it was a Philadelphia guy. You're not worried about Jadeveon Clowney's injuries, but I always see you guys getting ready to go get Tua if something goes wrong. Like, he's a hurt guy. He absolutely is, and you need to keep that in mind.
Kevin.
I'm just telling you. He's good.
Kevin.
That's
Kevin.
The guy?
Sir.
Kevin.
I want a hurt guy?
Kevin. I'm okay with it, Kevin.
I'll take Herbert. Texas Tech, always the national champions.
Yeah.
They play at 3 p.m. Now, they got a new coach. They play Montana State.
They have a nude coach?
They got a nude head coach. His name is Matt Wells.
That's bold.
But remember last time when Mike Leach was done wrong, quite frankly, and replaced? They brought in Tommy Tuberville, and they're like, oh, no air raid. We're going to go I-form, and we're going to do it old school. Matt Wells, this is a whole different situation. Utah State was second in the nation in scoring last year and 11th in yards.
Triple
Texas
option?
Texas Tech's. Well, they're going to throw it out.
Oh. Okay, hold on. Utah State has the great quarterback prospect that no one knows anything about, right?
Yes.
Jordan Love?
Yes.
Okay, I heard you, Kavanaugh, say that they lost 9 offensive starters at Utah State.
Yeah, so good luck to Jordan Love.
Yeah, and a bunch of them went to Tech.
Did they really? Yeah. Oh, wow.
They got dudes at Tech.
Who is Tech rolling out at quarterback this year?
Alan Bowman.
Baker. Oh.
Alan Bowman. Alan Bowman was good, but he got hit last year because their offensive line sucks, and he ended up busting his ribs up.
Kind of
they
a
had
guy?
To let alleged rapist Jet Duffy ended up being their quarterback.
Oh, man.
SMU at Arkansas ribs, State, right. 6 p.m. The only note of the SMU game is that Shane Bouchel
yes,
gets
back.
His start at SMU.
That's awesome. I'm excited about that.
I mean, it's probably not good for him.
Why?
No, dude.
Just because, why?
Because he was the guy in Texas.
Not anymore, he wasn't. It's better to go to SMU and play than to watch somebody else play your position.
Yeah, but I don't think this is how he drew it out.
No, it's not.
No one ever draws
why
it
you,
out
why
that
you,
way.
He's playing quarterback at a Division I school in Dallas. Thank why are you, you hating on that man?
Yeah.
He's going to get his shine on.
No, that's fine.
I don't know
it
who's coaching.
Plan.
I don't know who's coaching SMU, but it's a school that's had June Jones and Chad Morris, so I'm assuming they're still throwing that ball
it's
around.
It's Rager.
I don't know him.
It's one of the Dykes guys, right?
Jalen Rager is going to play at TCU and coach SMU?
I know this. It's Sonny Dykes.
Larry Brown.
Oh, okay.
I get Dykes and Rager all confused.
They're going to throw the ball around then.
Abilene Christian, North Texas, 6:30.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Very tense here.
You know what they call that game? It's the showdown to end all showdowns.
Go me.
Who called it that?
They call it the preview of the national title game.
I don't think they do.
Yeah, UNT, ACU. I could see them both being playoff teams this year. I could see Clemson, Alabama, ACU, UNT.
What's the line on this game here?
I bet you're the favorite. I bet you're favored by 6.5.
Let's see. If we can get a line here, maybe we can get a little bet going.
Well, I don't want to bet on ACU.
Okay.
They haven't had a good player since...
I don't think it's truly a national championship preview game if you're unwilling to bet on it.
Yeah.
6:30 at AT&T Stadium, number 11 Oregon at number 16 Auburn. So you'll get to watch Justin Herbert play. The quarterback for Auburn is Bo Nix. He was the number one quarterback recruit. He's a freshman, the number one dual threat guy. So that's interesting as well.
It looks like UNT is favored by 20.5.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'll bet that. Yeah, you give me 20.5. I'll take those points.
I'm in.
Mason Fine ain't that good, KT.
Oh, he's going to be a Heisman finalist,
all right, $2?
I miss him on Channel 5.
$2?
That's Mark Fine.
Yeah, let's go $2.
Okay, Mark Fine's at UNT, by the way.
$2.
Yes, he is. He's teaching a class out there.
With his
Tuesday
son.
Nights from 6 to 9.
Yeah. With his son, Mason.
He really tells the kids how terrible this industry is. It's great.
Yeah, if I taught a class, it'd be called Run. Stay the hell away.
Don't do it. It'll sink your ship. Texas plays Saturday night. They're number 10 on the Longhorn Network, taking on Louisiana Tech. TCU also plays Saturday night. Remember when they had Andy Dalton as quarterback?
Nope.
Well, they've gone with such a give up this year. They have Kansas State transfer Alex Delton. So from Dalton to Delton, there's your quarterback for TCU.
Jalen Rager, the wide receiver at TCU, is my way too early pick for the Cowboys' first round pick.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
At number 32 overall after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I got him taking Jalen Rager. So watch TCU play. He's like 5'11", 190, and he's a freaking firecracker.
This is classic Kavanaugh. He doesn't want to sign Amari Cooper. I mean, just classic
Kavanaugh. No. We're going three wide, baby. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we're throwing the ball. Randall Cobb isn't going to be here forever. He's got 1 year.
Hey, thank you for joining us for this college football.
Oh, you guys want me to leave?
Last one. Hold on.
Wow.
One more. Last one.
Right.
Last one. I know we got to go. Sunday night, Houston at number 4, Oklahoma.
Oh.
Did you guys know Dana Holgorsen is coaching Houston now?
No.
I had no idea that was happening.
If he brought Will Greer with him, they'd have a chance in this game.
Sunday night primetime, Oklahoma and Jalen Hurts.
Well, we're sniffing September, so college football is on and popping.
Boys, we got a text here from the 214. It says, Shippy, which Pluckers are the boys at today? Sirs, we are at Pluckers in Dallas. Yes, we're in Dallas. We are at Lovers in Greenville. Come join us. Coming up next,
hey guys,
the Pro Football Focus.
Mizzou versus Wyoming.
No,
6:30
shut up, Shippy.
PM,
we're really late,
time.
Shippy.
The Pro Football Focus, rookie rankings. We'll get into that and maybe review TV shows.